Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 12, Love Thy Neighbor. How can we have a conversation? How can we even speak about getting better and improving in terms of our relationship with our fellow human being without discussing this famous phrase from the Torah, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha? The question I raised in the chapter is, can we really take this literally? I mean, we know that when we come across any phrase in the Torah, like an eye for an eye or other types of phrases, we don't always read everything literally. We have the oral tradition through which that we use to unlock and to decode what the Torah is trying to tell us. So what is V'ahavta l'recha kamocha trying to tell us? So most Rishonim, most of the early commentators, they struggle with this question, and most of them do not believe that the verse should be read literally. Some say that it means putting yourself in other people's shoes, asking what you yourself would want if you were in another friend's situation. The example I gave in the chapter, if God forbid a friend fell ill, what would V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, what would it mean in that situation? It would mean asking yourself what you would want if you were sick. I'd want people to visit me in the hospital. I want people to pray for me, right? And then you do those things. When you do those things, you would want done for yourself. That's V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. That's love your neighbor for yourself. But it doesn't mean literally love another person as much as you love yourself. That's impossible. But the Rambam reads it literally, and he says that we should have mercy and love for our fellow brothers as faithfully as we love and have mercy for our own selves, whether it's in the financial or in the physical sense, whatever that other person wants. Whatever I want for myself, I should want for others. And he reads it literally. There's some others I quoted, the Ramchal, also Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato, in his famous book, Mesilat Yesharim, The Path of the Just. And he says something along those lines as well. But it's hard. It's like, you kind of look at human nature, you look at the world, you know, do people really behave? Can people actually behave that way? And the way I answered that was by quoting from a teacher of mine, Rabbi Richard Mann, who said that the answer is actually in the pasuk itself. The answer is in the verse itself, because what does it say after? Love your neighbor as yourself. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It says, Ani Hashem, I am God. Now, this is in the middle of Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. We've been introduced to Hashem many, many times. Why do we need to be told, I am God, again? And of course, it's right after the commandment to love your neighbor. Because if the part of you that you are focused, what does it mean to love yourself? How does the Torah want us to love ourselves? It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we know basic modern psychology, it's very hard to love other people. People have a big problem loving others if they don't love themselves. If you don't have a basic sense of self-esteem, you're going to have an issue with other people. This is always the case. So the Torah is telling us that in order to love other people, you have to first love yourself. But what aspect of yourself are you supposed to love? And the pasuk, the verse the Torah is telling us at the end, Ani Hashem. It's not how much money you make. It's not what you look like. It's the God within you. It's the godly, right? The soul. If you can love your soul, then you can love other people. Because we all have souls. Right? And if you have cultivated some kind of appreciation for the divine aspect within us, the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, the Hashem within us, then what is to stop us from loving other people? You see, what keeps us separated and distinct and apart from other people are the different languages, different cultures. We have different ideologies. Even if we speak the same language, we're in the same culture. I'm a little more to the left, you're a little more to the right, I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat, liberal, conservative. That's what separates people. And it does. And I'm not saying that there aren't legitimate reasons for people to disagree and to be separated. But what brings us and joins us together? How can we actually stay on the same page and love other people that we so vehemently disagree with? And the answer, of course, is loving your neighbor as yourself. One aspect of yourself, the soul. If you love your soul, then it can help you love other people, even if you think they are completely misguided and they have been brainwashed or they believe in something you don't believe in. That's what's going to come through. And the irony, I didn't mention this in the chapter, but the irony is that we always look at religion as separating us from other people, right? It's a very touchy topic. Don't bring it up at the dinner table. But the truth is, if your religion, as the Torah, of course, does, is focusing you on your soul, that should and that does create more love and respect for other people. At the end of the day, even if they vehemently disagree with you and you with them, they're still a soul. They're still created by Hashem in His image. And you need to remember that. And if we could just keep that in mind when we have these conversations, we think of other people, that we're upset with or angry with, or we think have gone to the dark side with whatever philosophy that they're entertaining in life, just remember they're also a soul. And if you love yours, then you can love them too. Have a great day.